interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. I am telling you what, our community is so special. There is no shortage of amazing things to do along the Treasure Coast, especially as we transition into that 10-degree cooler weather, which for us locals is a welcome transition. You think, what's 10 degrees? But that's boot weather, I'm telling you. That's basically what that is. And before I introduce you to perhaps one of the coolest events in the next 2 weeks that you could possibly put your dollars towards, I do want to give a shout out to my friends over at Foxy Nails. They have two locations now, one in Vero and Miracle Mile next to the Fresh Market, and the second on Seaway Drive on South Hutchinson Island in Fort Pierce. And these incredible nail artists, they can bring to life any design that you want. Manicures, pedicures, lash extensions, waxing. And I went over the weekend and experimented with a new color tone. What do you think, Cindy? It's like a warmer fall mauve, which is something I don't usually do. And I'm in love with it. I'm so glad that I let my nail artist talk me into this fun change. I've been with them since the day they opened. And ladies and gentlemen, you will love them too. 7 days a week, great pricing. You just, at Foxy Nails, we love you so much. And they could even like do a beer mug on a nail if you wanted, right? Like a decorative accent, perhaps, because you may want to be coming to the Treasure Coast Brew Fest this year, hosted in downtown Stuart. I have on the program today the one and only Katie Bourgeois. Not only is she incredible as a broker owner of Bourgeois Realty and just knows Martin County like the back of her hand as a real estate professional, but she's also intimately involved in all of the inner workings of the Treasure Coast Brewfest. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anna, for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, is it through your love of beer that you went full steam ahead and committing to the Treasure Coast Brewfest?
Say that. Over the years, my husband and I have been home brewers for many years. We got involved years ago with the Treasure Coast Brewfest and have watched it grow into this amazing event, raising funds for three local charities every year. And came in as a volunteer, as then into becoming a sponsor, in addition to donating liquid gold from our garage, our home brew. And now I am serving as the foundation president.
Well, I tell you, through the years, of course, me representing White Glove Moving and Storage, specializing in local and nationwide moving, and you wearing the Realtor hat, it's incredible what I've seen you take on. You've been the president of Women's Council of Realtors. You're the president of the Realtors Political Action Committee and chair for that for Martin County, helping to raise dollars for all of the good that they do. And so when you get involved with something, you really make that commitment. And so I was really excited over the years that you've helped me and White Glove Moving and Storage to get involved with this, to think it's been 14 years in St. Lucie County raising over $120,000 for those local charities. This is the first year you're bringing it to downtown Stuart, right?
Yes, it is so exciting. For the first time in 14 years, we're bringing it to Martin County. Over the years, we have supported local charities both in Martin and St. Lucie and Indian River counties over the years. And the event has kind of just always found a home in St. Lucie County. And this year, myself being a lifetime resident of Martin County, we looked at some really good options for locations, and we just felt like downtown Stuart is a really good home. So we're going to give it a go this year, and we're really excited about being so close to downtown and having so much parking and lodging nearby and the support of the local businesses. It really has been an amazing 2021 for bringing the Brewfest back after not being able to do it in 2020.
Interesting. And I myself, over the course of 2017 to present day, have had the honor of representing White Glove Moving and Storage at Arts Fest, which is usually held in that same geographical area that you're describing for downtown Stewart. So let's share with our listeners where they should plan on parking and where the gates will be, because for just the low, low price of $35 if they reserve online now, or $40 the day of the event, they are going to really get an incredible overview of what Brew has done and grown into here in the Treasure Coast, right?
We are so excited. Not only is there a new location, and there is plenty of parking. There will be signs everywhere. There's lots of public parking and tram use. So you could park anywhere around downtown Stewart near a restaurant or a place of interest that you want to go to before or after, and then ride that tram over to the Memorial Park, which is right next to our county seat, the courthouse there. So just to the left of the courthouse is Memorial Park. It's a three-piece park. We have an open area to the right. We have Memorial Park, of course, in the middle. And then we have this beautiful shaded area around a beautiful lake with gazebos and places to sit and hang right along East Ocean Boulevard. So we're really excited for this new location, not only because of its beauty and the veteran tribute that we include in our event, but not only is it the new location, I wanted to let your listeners know that it's a little different this year, where we are having the breweries donate their beer and their time and participation by coming and bringing their beer themselves. So we have over 40 brewers from individual breweries along the Treasure Coast and beyond that are physically coming and bringing their beer. So not only are you sampling fantastic craft beer from mostly from Florida, but you're also talking to those men and women who are actually making the beer in their breweries. Ooh. And bringing it, and you're getting FaceTime with those brewers. So it's a totally different experience than it has been in the past, where we have had the support of over 100 volunteers pouring that beer, chatting about the beer. Now you actually have those people that are spending their time and energy and then crafting that beer and then talking about it at the booth. So it's really exciting what we've been able to accomplish this year with the Brewfest, making it a huge comeback from 2020.
I agree. Okay, so for the cost of the ticket, and it's super encouraged for folks to buy their ticket ahead of time online. And where do we go to do that, Katie?
TCBrewFest.com.
Wonderful. Now, what's included with that $35 ticket?
Unlimited sampling for 4 hours from 1 to 5 p.m. on November the 6th, like we said, in Memorial Park, downtown Stewart. Not only do we have a sampling event going on, we also have live music. We have a number of food trucks. We have a homebrew competition that's happening. We also have home brewers. The clubs are bringing their brews to be sampled. And then in addition to all of that, we have a number of interactive games with our sponsors, with vendors, with the Brewfest itself. We will have a treasure map of sorts where you go around and interact with the booths. And then we have a grand prize, which is valued almost over $3,000 for one lucky winner once they've made their way around the scavenger hunt on our treasure map this year.
Oh, that is epic. Now, I'm excited that this is the first go-round where I get to do more than just donate prizes that one might win on the famous bourgeois real estate wheel of prizes. I'm actually stepping up to be a bigger sponsor this go-round and helping to bring a photo booth for all of the action. And I've teamed up with the fine folks of Vero Vintage Magnolia that is going to bring their vintage camper, Charlie, to the park. and folks can get inside, play with signs, and then have a little souvenir for capturing some of the moments that will take place on November 6th from 1 to 5. And how do you get to be a homebrew judge? That's just a fun gig for somebody that day. Huh, Katie?
Well, there's some training involved. There's a lot of sampling and a little bit of education to go along with that. I actually myself, funny you should ask, I'm a certified beer judge and mead judge, and my husband is a national level beer judge and mead judge. So not only are we homebrewers, we also participate in competitions throughout the state, and we help to judge beer in competition and help, you know, our local and beyond homebrewers and brewers identify, you know, some of the flaws that happen in that brewing process.
Sure.
So it's, yeah, there's a little bit of work involved, and it's a lot of fun.
I bet that it is. Okay, so are we going to be shutting down the street right there on Ocean, or is it just entry into the park?
Just entry into the park. We will have our main gate located on Ocean Boulevard there. So follow the foot traffic, get in there early. We do have we give away a swag bag for Church Coast Brewfest with a lanyard, a chalice. You get a wristband and some other goodies from our favorite sponsors and those breweries that have contributed a little extra fun to that swag bag. So get there early, get your tickets online, $35 in advance, like you said. They will be available at the door $40. Entry day of, but we can't guarantee that we will have enough swag bags for everyone. So you definitely want to get a ticket, get in line, and be ready to go right at 1 o'clock.
I think that that makes a lot of sense. And I love that you're going to have on-site food vendors and that there's, I would assume, an opportunity. So say you're tasting and you fall in love with one particular, it's not a varietal at like in a wine. What
flavor?
It's a flavor.
Sure. Or okay. A particular beer style.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And so you say, I want to make a commitment to that one. Is there the opportunity for one to purchase something larger if they wish?
We don't typically sell a whole lot of beer at the fest because we're doing the sampling. And there are over 120, probably more than that, samples to choose from.
Oh.
You can just get right back in line and get another sample or, you know, keep going back to your favorite brewery if you choose to. We will have some beer sales on site, but that will probably be near the live music and the food trucks, and that sampling portion is really limited to those individuals that are ticketed guests and have, you know, a wristband and a chalice in order to enjoy. And trust me, you can't get through all, well, challenge accepted. it's pretty tough to get through that many samples in one day. So most people identify what beer styles they like, and they will peruse the fest, find those great new flavors that they're interested in trying. And then, of course, there's always those the standard pilsners and ales. And, of course, we have some very rare beers coming from some of our favorite breweries locally as well.
And then with the ones that are local, you fall in love with something, and then you can go back to their actual establishment at a future point and bring them that business. I always know that when
Absolutely.
We go out and we have the opportunity, my husband too, he's such a fan of local craft beers. And so whenever there's an option for a local, we're always taking that on draft. It's a great way to support local in a small way, and a tasty way too. But this is an incredible overview where you can really experiment with some different flavors and styles that you might not be versed with at all. I remember my first time I came to the Brewfest, I had my first experience with like a sour, and I wasn't sure I would like it. But in the middle of the day, it was delightful. You know, there's a time and place for them all, Katie. That's it.
I agree.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Saturday, November 6th, 1 to 5 p.m., 15th annual Treasure Coast Brewfest that's going to be hosted in downtown Stuart right off Ocean Drive. Katie Bourgeois, she's our president this go-round for an incredible revamp after 1 year of no Brewfest. We're going back bigger and bolder. And where can we buy tickets again, Katie?
TCBrewFest.com.
So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607.
A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Relieve your family of the burden of planning your end-of-life arrangements. Plan now so that when the time comes, all your loved ones have to do is cherish their memories of you. Learn how easy it is to plan ahead with Millennium Cremation Service at a free lunch and educational program in Indian River County at Vic's Pizza Italian Restaurant, CJ Cannon's Restaurant and Lounge, Carrabba's Italian Grill, and more. Reserve today, 772-999-5547, or visit online at MillenniumCremationService.com.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew. If you operate a small business, you need services like payroll, tax compliance, HR tools, and other resources. You need Complete Employee Solutions. Vero Beach has a team of professionals, including Anthony Sammons, Matt McCain, and Jennifer Comer, who saw the need for competent payroll, HR, and employee leasing services. Call Complete Employee Solutions at 772-978-7277 or visit their website at CompleteEmployeeSolutions.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Oh, welcome back, friends. We're talking about the annual Treasure Coast Brew Fest. You're not going to want to miss it. Before we recap some of those details, I do want to give a shout out to my friends over at True Color Salon and Spa, the only salon on the Treasure Coast with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. If your favorite salon closed for whatever reason or your stylist has left, they moved, think about True Color Salon and Spa. They have evening and weekend hours. They have stylists of all sorts of talents and price points. And again, you have nothing to lose because it's a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. I love me some Candace. I love the whole team over there, but I had the chance to get with Candace. I really had spent the weekend pampering myself, it sounds like, Cindy, as I talk out loud now. And I got all fresh for these various upcoming events that I'm going to be participating in. And I'm so glad that I did. So you will be to True Color Salon and Spa in Vero on Old Dixie. A special thank you to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do, with offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie. They're big community partners. They love to give back. They had some incredible teen spirit last week at the Little Birthday Angels Battle of the Realtors in Indian River County. That was our third annual event. Yours truly got to be the MC. We raised a lot of money to help support Little Birthday Angels on their mission of helping homeless kids celebrate the most important day in their lives and make them feel, you know, like life isn't so bad, at least one day out of the mix. And that was really impressive. Thank you to Caliber Home Loans. Complimentary consultations available. And then, of course, treasurecoast.com. This online website has over 80,000 unique visitors monthly. It's a great place to advertise. It's a great place to post your events. The calendar is free. So from my women's networking luncheons that are three times a month at tcpremierwomensnetwork.com, you could also find them and link them to treasurecoast.com. I'm sure that Katie Bourgeois and her incredible team of volunteers have already posted the November 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. Treasure Coast Brewfest. It's all free on treasurecoast.com to be able to post these events. You never know what someone's looking for or how they stumble upon it. And why not give them one more opportunity to discover something incredible in the community? Katie, who's the three charities that the Brewfest is going to benefit this year?
So this year, 2021, we sort of changed it up a little bit. In years past, we have supported foundations throughout Martin and St. Lucie County. This year, we are so happy to partner with three well-deserving charitable foundations, DDS for Vets,
great
the Angler Action Foundation, and We Do Good.
I like the switch up because then they can distribute and you're not responsible for that. It's allowing them to channel in groups that they've already vetted. And I think that that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And for those who are listening and are loyal listeners, the Christmas Key Scroll is out. It is live at ChristmasKeyScroll.com for those parents that are looking for solutions to the Santa dilemma. And I'm so excited because we need to keep it top secret. It's very sensitive information. I'm very excited that we've been able to team up with the Treasure Coast Brewfest in that regards. And so at checkout on ChristmasKeyScroll.com, if you illuminate one of the five different charities, it will designate that you are going to do a local pickup of your scroll, and $5 for each of those scroll sales will go to the charity, or in this instance, the event at hand, that then they will give to the various foundations. So with that in mind, pickup will be that day, November 6th from 1 to 5 at the White Glove Tent, conveniently next door to the Vintage Camper photo booth. And it will really be a great way for a number of parents to go from, you know, feeling all anxious and guilt-ridden to alleviated and looking golden into the eyes of their child. That's the way to do it. A proper farewell. And Katie, I'm so appreciative that you've allowed that collaboration to happen, that we'll be able to get the information out to all of your fans that will be coming out that day. One more time with the website so folks can reserve their ticket now and ensure that they get one of those epic swag bags.
The Treasure Coast Brewfest can be found online at tcbrewfest.com. You can order your tickets and you can pre-order some merchandise as well. And I wanted to say thank you, Anna. Truly, you do so very much for the community, several counties wide. So thank you for the opportunity with the Christmas Scroll and for being a sponsor for the Treasure Coast Brewfest.
And if you wanted to give a shout out to any of the other sponsors or just any sort of inclusions of what you might want listeners to walk away with, we have about a minute left, Katie.
There are opportunities in the coming days for individuals to enter to win tickets to the Treasure Coast Brewfest.
Ooh.
There are area breweries and some of our local craft beer watering holes, in addition to some local businesses that support the Treasure Coast Brewfest. You can find that information probably on Facebook. It's probably the easiest way to sort of search to see who is giving away tickets and when. You could win tickets. And if you don't win tickets, jump online, tcbrewfest.com, and grab your tickets now before we run out of those swag bags.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Katie Bourgeois, broker owner of Bourgeois Real Estate, and of course, the president of the Treasure Coast Brewfest for 2021. Thank you for all of this and what you do. Until next week, folks. Cheers.